Meet me at the bar in 15 minutes and suit up.
Would you like some more champagne?
I'd love some.
Who's ready for margaritas?
Fireball.
All right, last call, fellas. It's closing time.
Ah, crap. I'm not even half buzzed.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. It's not too late to ask God for forgiveness. In the 1912 Olympics in Stockholm, Sweden, a Japanese runner named Shizo Kanakuri collapsed during the marathon due to overheating. He never notified Olympic officials when he left the track, so they simply listed him as missing. Almost 55 years later, in 1967, the Swedish National Olympic Committee invited Shizo to return to Stockholm to finish his race. He gladly accepted their invitation, and he crossed the finish line with a time of 54 years, 8 months, 6 days, 5 hours, 32 minutes, and 20.3 seconds. Better late than never. The Bible tells us that God has given each of us an invitation to return to Him. 2 Peter 3:9 says, God is being patient with us. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. It's not too late to ask Him for forgiveness, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One, so beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Philip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Our better than normal rain chances continue. In fact, scattered to numerous storms around, and even in the overnight hours tonight, the threat remains. Overnight low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow, as a front approaches, showers and storms are likely. In fact, locally heavy downpours in some towns, high temperature in the upper 80s, and then on Wednesday, behind the front, mostly sunny, less humid with a high around 89, down to the upper 60s on Wednesday night, and still dry on Thursday with plenty of sun and somewhat lower humidity. That'll be nice. You can follow the details of weather changes before they happen with our free weather app, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
At 3:06, it's happy hour, Monday edition on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious and very steamy host. Greg Goodell, like Tom, like sidekick. Join me. He's here too.
And here they are.
Jeffra, please clap.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
May I have equal time?
Yes, of course.
And on top of that, I'll meet that and raise you.
Oh, I can't deal with that. I fold.
I'm looking for some. I've been looking for something all day. Today is National Radio Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking. All I wanted to do is put my first paycheck. I have a picture of it in my Facebook files. And I can't find it. I guess because I put it up a long time ago. And, you know, when you have been doing this for a while, you know, I've got like thousands of pictures, I guess. And I've been scrolling and scrolling. And look at this piece of crap. Will not work for me at all. So I've been trying to find this thing, and it's just not turning up anywhere. I've only been trying. I worked out. I wasted an hour at home where the internet was slower than molasses. Couldn't get it going there. And it's funny, you know, I've seen a lot of pictures today that I have not looked at in years. They're pretty funny. There's my baseball card.
That's nice.
When I was a minor league baseball announcer, that was a high-paying job. We did it for the glory, to be on cable TV and just to have the experience of doing
baseball.
That's the guy I did it with, too. He was the one, baseball. So I'm basically, that's my whole goal for this afternoon, is to find that stupid thing so I can post it and say happy radio day.
Man, when I was younger, I would have wanted to be a baseball announcer.
Look, it's not there. It's not in the first group. Made it all the way to the end. Photos of you. Your photos. What was that?
Oh, I think that was your phone.
It was. The rain will begin around 3:34, continue over the next few hours. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at the Living Fear Doppler.
And see what's been raining like hell lately.
I don't know what the heat index is. It's not that it's hot, but I don't know the last time it felt this humid. It is so incredibly sticky outside. And Rich has been telling us about this little front that's actually going to clear the area, dry it out a little bit. It's not going to cool it down much, but at least there'll be like just a slight hint of fall in the air. I just hope that becomes a pattern. God, the internet everywhere is. I knew this would happen as soon as they deregulated it. Look at how slow.
I mean, mine's working just fine. Maybe it's the old Bessie over there. By that, I mean the computer, not you.
Thanks.
Just want it to be clear.
So, well, anyway, that's really all I have for today.
All right.
I have to go to the dentist tomorrow.
Yeah? You having some tooth problems?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it could be ugly. It could be really ugly. Fox News alert. Oh, another one of those fake... Now, that's fake news, Fox, when you keep putting up these big red and yellow Fox News alert. That tells me that something is breaking, something big is happening. And it's just the deputy ICE director talking about, you know...
We are stopping the gangs.
Okay. Well, I hope so.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's the whole idea.
Is that news, your mission statement?
You know, and they won't care until somebody they love is killed by an illegal. Then all of a sudden it'll be the most important thing. We got to fix this. In fact.
So it's National Radio Day, though. Like, I guess do we get something extra because we're in the business?
No.
Is it like high honors? On television?
High honors, yeah. We didn't even talk about it on TV this morning with CBS 8. We just kind of missed that whole thing.
Half the time I feel like the one time I've gone to the Abby Awards, like I take what we do fairly seriously. I mean, I don't take myself that seriously.
That's the idea. That's the way it should be.
I feel like radio sometimes is considered like the circus sideshow of broadcasting. But I don't think we are.
Well, we brought it up this morning. They have been talking about the demise of radio.
Oh, yeah.
Forever. Going back to before I was born, when TV came along. You know, of course, at that time, a lot of people listen to the radio for entertainment. You know, radio serials, The Lone Ranger, almost all the TV shows that were produced in the 50s were based on a radio show by the same name. In fact, many of those TV shows used the same actors that did the voices, you know, in the radio serials. So, but radio survived that. Arthur Godfrey and all these other peeps that I remember from my mom listening to them, because I was much too young. S-C-S. This thing.
Yeah, we had it installed for a reason.
Yeah.
So you're not telling any tales out of school.
Well, I can remember the voice of Arthur Godfrey.
Mm. Did you have to have a big, booming, grainy voice back then to be on the air?
One of the things I found in going through these thousands of pictures, I'm almost tempted to give a $10 prize to somebody who's willing to plow through my Facebook page and find the damn WLS paycheck. There's a photocopy of it. But I put up some Weekly World News covers.
Yeah.
Farmer shoots 23-pound grasshopper.
Those are great.
And then there's another one in here. Severed leg hops to hospital. There it is. Severed leg. Oh, God. I missed the Weekly World News. I wish
that is great. I love the, like, when they embrace the fake news.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to give you hysterical crap.
Well, you know, we used to, you know, before there was the internet.
Yeah.
We used to go through the Weekly World News, and we'd pick out stories that had, like, a modicum of possible reality in them. And we'd try and track down the people that were featured and put them on the air and ask them questions about it. And we had a few of those. God, there's all these old Obama memes in here. It just goes on and on and on. I've got to find this. This is my mission today. There's some cute Briscoe pictures in here, too.
Well, he is adorable. I get to see him in the flesh or in the fur this weekend.
Yeah. Mr. Thing.
That was quite a shindig you threw there.
That was...
I hadn't been in the pool in quite some time.
But you're not going to be here Labor Day weekend, are you?
No, not at all.
No,
another bachelor party, yeah.
Well, I slightly overestimated how much pulled pork would be required to feed 40 people, and guess what? We're going to do an encore.
Nice. Oh, I ate some up with some of that Baumhauer's white barbecue sauce.
Yes.
And that nice sliced thick cheddar.
Yeah. And those big soft Costco buns.
Oh, I like I loved your buns. That was a great choice.
Mrs. Ritterbottle's contribution.
Well, then Ross made the great choice.
But I made the sauce.
Oh?
The sauce that was in the meat.
Oh, in
did
the
you
meat.
You take it from the pot that had the sauce in it, or did you...
Oh, there was a different pot? There are two different types.
Oh, you put white barbecue sauce on it?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
It was available. I saw it.
Yeah.
Like,
no, there was one pot that had... You were soaking in it.
Because I did yard work the whole morning before the rains came.
Mm.
And I was tired and hungry.
Hungry. Hey, there's a picture of Bernie Sanders taking it in the keister from Debbie Wasserman's shorts.
Well, it's a new progressive era. Sometimes you got to take it in the keister.
And
from the top dog, which happens to be a woman.
Donnie Davis is here. Will you help facilitate his
entrance
into the studio?
Absolutely.
And let him know that somebody stole our Market 19 card. Donnie's been on the show before, and Donnie is lucky to be alive, to say the least. An impaired driver was in his lane on two-lane road east of Pike Road, and it's a miracle.
I believe he's outside in our green room already.
Okay, well, we'll get to our first break here. Don Duncan now has three locations, friends, and the third one is on Highway 14 in Millbrook. There are locations downtown and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. If you want customer service that exceeds your highest expectations, the feeling of appreciation for bringing your business to them, I urge you, the next time your car needs just a basic oil change or any other type of service, give them a chance to win your heart and your business. I promise you they will. And you'll say, why didn't I do this sooner? When you need tires, Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, offers you true wholesale pricing on all major name brands. They have eliminated the middleman, so they deal directly with the manufacturers now, and that's a big benefit to you as a consumer. If you need a ride back to work or your home or a pickup, whatever accommodation, just ask. They're happy to do it at all three locations. I mentioned Highway 14 in Millbrook, 408 Madison downtown, 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gravification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Blair, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Drivers on the phone. Drivers on the phone. I'd like to pick a bone with drivers on the phone. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Menace on the road. There's a loser on the phone. His mouth is running like a drone. Pick milk up on the way. Get Timmy to his play. My safety could depend on gabbing with your friends, driving on the phone. Yeah. This girl is talking to her man. They're making dinner plans. She ran into a van and hit a homeless man. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Morons on the road. Yeah. Drive.
Talk 93.1 WACV. Drivers on the phone, not a good idea today as rain moves into the area back in. And eventually, a little front's going to come through and make it all go away, make the air drier. It's like, even in the building, I'm just like, I'm either sick or about to have a stroke, or it's just that humid.
Are you stuffed up at all?
No.
Okay, because I had a cold for the last few days. It's finally ending.
Let's welcome Donnie Davis to our microphone. We have not had Donnie in the studio since New Year's Eve, if I'm not mistaken, or just before, right?
I think it was the Friday before.
Yeah. And Donnie has a story to tell, but it's a story that any of us could be telling. But for a simple twist of fate or good luck, we managed to avoid what Donnie had to meet head on in more ways than one. Let's tell the story of the wreck first for those who aren't familiar with it.
Well, I appreciate you letting me come back on.
You're welcome here anytime, man.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoyed being with you about pretty close to a year ago now, approaching a year ago. But we're approaching the one-year anniversary of the accident. It was actually August the 22nd of 2017, so Wednesday will be the one-year anniversary. And so it's kind of a strange time for us. It's one of those where we can all remember everything we were doing the days prior to, because, you know, life was so normal. And everybody makes the assumption that life is going to continue to be normal, you know, from now on. And, of course, that wasn't to be for us. And on August 22nd, we went and set up a catered cake for a party out at a restaurant on Chantilly.
So everybody, that Liquor's Bakery is yours.
Yeah. My wife is the brains and the force behind Liquor's Bakery. They let me hang around and drink coffee. But I can't give enough credit to Ivy. I never thought the business could run without me, but it was almost like sticking your hand in a bucket of water and pulling it out. They filled the hole up real quick and went on. But we had set the cake up, and I had gone to Costco to get powdered sugar. And you have to understand that we typically get the sugar delivered on a truck, but when we run short, we don't buy a couple of five-pound bags. Mm-hmm. I had 250 pounds of powdered sugar in the rear end of a van I delivered the cake on.
Wow.
Which becomes the humorous part of the whole story a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. But we decided to meet at Cuco's and eat dinner before we went to the house in Bullock County. So we met at Cuco's and ate, and then we began to leave. And the most significant part of the whole story to me is that as we were leaving, our little now 4-year-old grandson, he was 3 at the time, Monty, is my shadow. And he tends to want to go with Granddaddy most of the time. And we came out of Cuco's, and I picked him up, and we were walking down the sidewalk. And when we got to Ivy's car, for some uncharacteristic reason, he says, no, I'll ride with Icy tonight. And, of course, none of us thought a thing about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we put Monty in the car seat in Ivy's car, and she took off toward Bullock County, and then I left the parking lot second, and my daughter Ashley left behind me. We were actually in 3 vehicles, which because of our schedules is something that's pretty common in the way we do things. So we took off down 110. Ivy's in front of me, and Ashley is behind me. And, of course, given the times we left, it means that within the range of mile marker 13 on Highway 110, we have 3 vehicles. And as I came into mile marker 13, there is a bridge, and then when you come off the bridge, there's a curve. And when I came off of the end of the bridge, I saw headlights coming directly at me at a high rate of speed. And, of course, I was always the person that would never get hit head-on, because I would get in the ditch or go up a pine tree or anything other than get hit head-on. Let me assure you, it doesn't work that way. When you're running 60 miles an hour and you got a car closing in on you at 75 or 80, you don't have time to go anywhere. And so I was hit head on by that car at that time.
The next part of the story, and we'll I think we'll go to it after we take the first break, is so incredible. I don't want people to miss a word of it, but this man found himself, and then, well, let's tell the rest of it. Let's pick it up from there, okay? Guy coming around the curve. You're never going to be the guy that gets involved in a head-on, but it happens. And we'll pick it up from there. And then we'll talk about mile marker 13. And you may want to reach out to Donnie because he might be able to help you or someone you know and love. It's 3:27. Brad McDonald will be joining us just after 5 this afternoon to talk about the money. I didn't even take a look at the numbers today. Let me take just a quick look here and see if it's happy or sad. I'm seeing green. It's happy. So he'll give us the mechanisms behind the money today and why it was a good day, where the optimism comes from. We're going to take a quick break here at 3:27, get our first look at the roads from Rick Walker, and then come back.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, Prattville, the hotspot this afternoon. Highway 14 and Powell Road, there's an accident there. And also another on Cobbs Ford Road in front of Bama Lanes. So watch out over in Prattville. A couple of accidents there. Out on the interstate systems, everything's moving along pretty well. Not seeing anything on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway to give you any trouble so far this afternoon. More rain is on the way. Today's the day to change your life. Trinum State Community College, they have the training, you have the desire, so make it happen. Trinum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36 month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception. Plus tax tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes sure pros are always up to speed on the latest opportunities to save big. Like right now, the final days of getting up to 40% off select bath products. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online, and your order will be ready for pickup at our pro desk. Stop by or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through August 29 while supplies last. See store for details.
Ready for the first day? Time for a Target run. Get savings on everything you need for your fall routine, like saying yes please to buy one get one 50% off cereal, or adding a little crunch to lunch with party size chips on sale 2 for $8. And get a fresh start with a free $5 gift card when you spend $15 or more on cleaning supplies. Get in, out, and on your way to success. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our better than normal rain chances continue. In fact, scattered to numerous storms around, and even in the overnight hours tonight, the threat remains. Overnight low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow, as a front approaches, showers and storms are likely. In fact, locally heavy downpours in some towns, high temperature in the upper 80s, and then on Wednesday, behind the front, mostly sunny, less humid with a high around 89, down to the upper 60s on Wednesday night, and still dry on Thursday with plenty of sun and somewhat lower humidity. That'll be nice. You can follow the details of weather changes before they happen with our free weather app, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. The temperature soaring, the sweat it is pouring down the crack in my rear. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. My lawn, it is toasting. The old folks are roasting. Don't leave them out in the heat. And it sure is not pretty when your crotch gets all sweaty and perfectly shrink wraps your meat. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. My yard, it needs wetting. That fat guy is sweating. What's he doing here? It's the most uncomfortable time of the year.
Well, we can stop worrying about how sultry and humid it is outside, because now it's pouring rain here at the radio station. I would love to tell you what's on the radar, but our computers just have not worked well all day today. I could bring up the Rich Thomas Weather app, tap his face, and find out that way.
Oh, we're in the thick of it.
Meanwhile, our guest in the studio today is a gentleman who joined us on just before New Year's Eve last year, Donnie Davis, a year ago, this coming August 22nd. It was a night like any other night. They had gone out to dinner, three cars in the family, and they're heading out Highway 110 on the way home. First car makes that curve, no contact with the driver, correct?
Yeah, I was far enough behind I couldn't actually see Ivy's car, but she went through fine.
And she didn't see anything unusual?
No, it was, you know, everything now is a little bit humorous, but we have an electric gate that lets us in down in the country, and I'm always fussing about, now you know I'm right behind you, there's no point in opening the gate and going through and it closing, and I've got to open it, you know, we've got to preserve the batteries. So Ivy gets home, and like a good girl, she sits at the gate because she knows we're right behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she sits there, and actually everything happened pretty quick. There was a post that came on WSFA that said traffic accident on 110 near county line, 110 closed. And back to that point, you just don't think it's going to happen to you. So she thinks, well, they're tied up behind that. So she opens opens the gate and goes on in, and of course she has Monty with her. And it's actually probably...
And that saved Monty's life, right?
Oh, there's no doubt. The when my car made one spin, luckily he hit me a little bit off-center.
Mm-hmm.
And the car made a complete 360 in the highway. And, of course, when it stopped spinning, I was completely trapped. I could move one arm that was totally mangled, and I could move my head a little bit, but I was able to move enough to look in the back and see where his car seat was. And I was sure at that point my recollection was correct and that he wasn't in the car with me, and as I've said 100 times, from that point on, whatever happened was okay. Once I realized that, you know, the baby was not in there.
All right, and then your daughter is in a car behind you, and she pulls up to this horrific scene.
Yeah, Ashley is probably 2 or 3 minutes behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or another, in spite of everything, I had my cell phone in my shirt pocket, and it stayed there. So my phone rings, and about the time Ashley says, "What is in the road up there?" And, you know, your mind works in funny ways. She realized about the time she said that, what was in the road up there. And I said, "It's me. Get help. I'm hurt bad." And so she stops her car and proceeds down to the crash scene while dialing 911. So she was literally there within, you know, a minute, minute and a half of the time the collision took place.
Then the other driver did what at that point?
The other driver's car actually rolled. It went off the road, and there was fire. The grass alongside the road was actually on fire. I could see that from where I was sitting.
Jeez.
And of course, that was it wasn't a raging fire. I could tell it was small, but you know, your thoughts are, if I'm trapped here, I don't want fire involved in this.
Right.
But his car rolled over and wound up in the ditch on the other side of the road.
How long did it take for help to arrive?
6 minutes.
That's pretty impressive.
It's unbelievable. And I said it when I was here last, and I'll say it every chance I get. Nobody can believe the efficiency, the training, and the overall performance of the Pike Road Volunteer Fire Department. But there were so many lucky things that night. I mean, they were all training at the Wallahatchie Road Station when the call came in.
Wow.
And so many of them actually had on turnout gear, because they were training. There was no waiting on somebody to come to the station. They all loaded up, and they were literally on scene within 6 minutes.
And they quickly assessed that you would need an airlift, correct?
Yeah, it was an interesting situation. I was conscious and alert through the whole thing, and I credit Ashley with most of that. She actually finds a way to get the side door of the van open and gets into the car with me. And she thinks I have metal coming out of my arm. It was actually all of the bones that had come through the skin and were sticking out everywhere. So she thinks I have metal all hanging out of my arm. But she's trying to keep my arm stable and is sitting there and, you know, admonishing me of the fact I can't pass out, I can't go to sleep. But they were literally there in 6 minutes. But it's an interesting thing. I don't recommend it, but to have that 6 minutes alone with your child in that situation where there's nobody else around is something you won't ever forget, to say the least.
It as bad as it was, it's a miracle it wasn't your last 6 minutes. Okay, so from this point, when did you pass out, or did they put you, were you feeling pain, or were you in shock? What was your condition before they got you out of the car?
Well, it took 57 minutes to cut the car.
To get you out of the car?
Yeah. The car was mangled.
Yeah, but man.
Well, there were a lot of things going on. And, you know, part of the Pike Road Fire Department's
That you survived, though, with,
yeah,
with that kind of time it took to get you out of there. Oh, my God.
Well, I was steadily encouraging them. You know, they have the motto, neighbor helping neighbor, and as great as it was, the first person to walk up to the car was somebody I knew well. So it wasn't somebody that came up and said, sir, do you know your name? It was, Donnie, you're hurt, but we're going to get you out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked just as hard as they could work, and I was steady fussing at them to hurry up.
Sure, they understood.
Yeah, well, they understood more than I did. They were able to assess the fact that the leg, my left leg, was already severed, and the dash and the motor and everything that was sitting in my lap was the only thing that was keeping me from bleeding to death. So they cut away metal and did everything that they could do to pull me out, but until Haynes Life Flight was on scene and their medics were there, then they got inside the car and literally jacked the dash and everything up off of my lap and pulled me out of the car. So, you know, they knew full well when they needed to take the pressure off, and they worked hard, but they were waiting to have everything lined up before they finally took the pressure off my legs.
Unbelievable. So then you were airlifted to Baptist South?
Airlifted to Baptist South.
Do you remember any part of that?
Oh, yeah. I remember pretty well everything.
I'm amazed.
Back to the powdered sugar.
Oh, yeah.
You can't believe what happens to 350-pound or 250-pound of powdered sugar in a collision with a car running 75 and 60. Evidently, it explodes. But and part of the mile marker 13 presentation has got the 911 call in it.
Mm-hmm.
And people keep saying one car is on fire and the other car is full of smoke. Well, it wasn't full of smoke. It was full of powdered sugar.
Wow.
And so when the deputies arrive, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department deputy comes up and he starts to call the fire department back. He says, we don't know what this is, but there's white powder everywhere. Y'all don't need to get in that stuff. And by this time, they've got an oxygen mask, and I kind of sarcastically say it's powdered sugar. but they worked. I was covered in powdered sugar. There was powdered sugar 2 inches thick on the ground where they opened the doors. It was a interesting situation, to say the least.
How long were you worked on at the hospital once you arrived there? How many hours did it take for them to get you stable?
Well,
before they could even begin to think about how they were going to repair you from that point forward.
Well, luckily, Dr. Richard Mullins was the trauma surgeon who was on call that night. And as he put it, when his pager went off, it was came across as 911 of the worst kind.
Mm.
And they have a procedure that they go by, and basically the first thing they check is to make sure you're breathing, that your airways aren't ruptured at any point. But they had actually put me onto a respirator in the helicopter. It's amazing the capabilities they have. But they had put me on a respirator, and I think the word they used, paralyzed me, which I'm extremely grateful for, to ease the pain. And, of course, by that time, my blood pressure had dropped to basically zero. My oxygen levels were down, and so they had to let the machine take over my breathing. But when I came into Baptist, they very quickly, you know, it wasn't any secret of what was going to happen with the leg. And I had 5 broken ribs and a lacerated liver, a shattered arm, and, you know, they went through everything that was life-threatening. And the arm and the leg, by far, were the 2 most serious injuries. So they addressed those, and I think it was actually the next day before they started sewing up everything that needed to be sewed up. But they were... the way it was described by one of the helicopter pilots, it looked like chaos. There were people everywhere cutting clothes and pulling boots, but it was really a well-oiled machine. And once again, nobody could be luckier than I was to have the personnel that were there and the expertise they had that night.
Your life was saved, but unfortunately, on the luck end of it, you've had to move forward with your life with some limitations, although I'm amazed. I mean, it's not even a year. And when you were here in December, I was blown away by how you've attacked this misfortune with the determination to just not let it destroy your life. Do you get angry? Do you have ways of managing that, whether it's against the driver that was in your lane or the situation in general? Why me? I mean, sometimes it's only human to ask, why did this event happen?
Well, my situation is so unique, Greg, because I don't ask why me. I say, thank God it was me. Because you think about it, there are three cars within a mile radius of each other.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If it's car one, it's my wife and grandson. Yeah. If it's car three, it's my only child. So I'm thankful every day it was me. I had much rather deal with the things I deal with daily than I had watch one of them have to deal with.
And really,
with what I deal with.
At those speeds, in a matter of a few seconds, it could have been any one of the other cars.
Yeah, it was just a gift of God that it was me.
We're going to come back. Donnie Davis is our guest. We're talking about mile marker 13 and how you can take this man's experience, his strength and hope, and do something positive with it. We'll be right back.
Hey, Guido, where the pals at the Margarita move to? I know they're nearby here or somewhere on Vaughan Road. Yeah. They moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road by the Chappies. Chappies, that pizzeria? No pizzeria. They got the Boygers. Come on now. Margarita's is now in the Pepper Tree right there on Vaughan Road. You can't miss them. They're open 7 days a week near the Chappies. You know, the Boyger joint.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that will stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life. And I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Time for traffic.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A mess of messes here. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. Copsford Road in front of Bama Lanes. There's an accident there over in Prattville. Here on this side of the pond, Dalrata Road in front of Dalrata Elementary. Also in Deedsville, an accident on 65 southbound at mile 191. And in Prattville, on Highway 31 southbound in front of the Intech, there is an accident there. So rain picking up in the area. It could get a little nasty. We are seeing some slowdown on 85 southbound. That will be between the Eastern Boulevard and Ann Street. Look for more slowdowns and delays as this weather system moves through. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop at Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. I'm a Clinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When we had something planned, it would rain.
I'm going to go buy some jelly beans at a magical candy store on a cloud.
Con the rain.
We get really loaded. We go up on the roof, change the storm windows.
It would explain what's driving this extreme weather.
I blame the French and their crazy sex water.
We all know you're about as deep as a puddle.
Well, thanks. Find a different dipstick, please. It is 7 minutes before the top of the hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. This is a very unique edition of Happy Hour. Donnie Davis is our guest. By the way, Donnie, since you are the Ligger's Bakery people, I need to give you a heads up. On this radio station, I heard Jack Campbell say that if the world was going to end, he would come and loot you. You'd loot your store. He would just clean you out. That would be his final act before the meteor hit. What was that? That was
or it was the purge. If there were no laws, he would loot.
Looters. Oh, yeah. It was
yeah, I was actually listening. And, I wasn't at the bakery, but I called Ivy and told her, I said, get a box and throw some of everything we've got in it together and carry it over to Blue Water.
Is that how that got here?
Yeah, and tell them to save Jack going to jail over this. We'll just take care of that. But
that was, thank you, because I got to enjoy a little of that. And, of course, you're like the real bakery here in town. With that unique and wonderful aroma. We are not talking about donuts today. We're talking about mile marker 13. Donnie, about a year ago, was on Highway 110 at mile marker 13 going east. The sequence on the three cars, your wife and grandson are in first car, you're in the second, and your daughter, who is here in the studio with us, was behind you, and she pulls up to this horrific scene. I just looked at the pictures during the break.
Yeah.
It's surreal. It's just surreal. And having seen those photos, it makes it all the more miraculous that you survived this thing, granted, with a dramatically reconfigured life. Before we move forward to look at how mile marker 13 can become something useful, productive, moving forward, and maybe spare this from happening another time, let's talk about the driver that was in your lane and hit you head-on at, 75 miles an hour, they estimated?
I think that was the estimated speed on police report.
What happened to the driver? I know he survived. What's he been charged with, and what's the status on that case?
Well, he is charged with felony assault, and he is in the Montgomery County Detention Center. It was an interesting thing going through the whole process, but he actually managed to make bail and skipped.
Skipped?
And the U.S. Marshals tracked him across three or four states and finally arrested him in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I never heard this part of the story.
Yeah, it was a frustrating part of the story. The day after they picked him up the first time, they set what they felt like was a reasonably high bond, and I don't know how they decide that. And he actually bailed out the same day. And I think somebody in the defender's office called for a preliminary hearing in order to get the bond reduced. And they called us, and we all went down to that hearing. And when we got there, we were there, but he was missing. And found out that he had bailed out the same day and slipped through the system. And it created a 60, 90-day search to find him. But
so he's in jail now. Has the case been adjudicated?
No, it's due to go to trial most any time. It had actually been set for last week, and there were some conflicts with the judge's schedule and the defender's schedule, so it's been moved back.
Hope you let us know. Felony assault, what's the maximum sentence for that? I would imagine, given that he skipped bail, he might be looking at serving the full bit for that.
Well, you don't know what a jury and a judge will do.
We had a guy training kids to become school shooters in New Mexico, and they let him out, so who knows what they think. I've given up trying to predict what judges are going to do.
Well, I've got confidence in the system, and you know, we went through some difficult times, and there were some times that the district attorney and I were a little bit frustrated with each other, to say the least. But I've never met a more honorable man. He would kind of take my wrath and move on with it and continue pursuing what he was trying to do, and in the end, it all turned out for the best. But I'm not sure what the time will be, but I think based on what I've read, what I've heard, it's in the 15 to 20 year range.
We can hope. Not that that's going to give you your leg back or undo the damage and the things. I mean, I was looking at some of the scars. We've talked about the big stuff. You had cuts and scars everywhere. And, you know, the impact that something like this has above and beyond, you know, you survived and you're, you know, doing the best you can to deal with this, but how much time can lapse or does this never completely leave your thoughts and your family's thoughts?
No, we deal with it every day. And you know, something that I struggle with now, I probably was a little more optimistic when I was here in December of last year. Mm-hmm. And optimistic's probably not a good word. I was probably a little more naive. I had this idea that I remember when we went to have my prosthetic fitted, it was a 12-hour process, and they would come and measure and form and go.